Marsha.
Thank you, Ms. Marsha.
Anybody else?
Couple more.
Praying for you, Marsha. All right. What a great day. We've been planning this for months. Folks, invite your friends, invite your family. Get people out here. We're going to have a great time. We've got a lot going on for the kids, a lot going on for the adults. Between the newlywed game and cornhole, this is going to be an adult fantasy that day, let me tell you that.
Pony rides.
Pony rides? That's not for adults.
No.
No. That's right. Pony rides for the children.
No.
And you get to hear me preach that day. I know that this congregation didn't mean that. I know that. And then we're going to finish up the service with Ricky Hauser. You're going to enjoy it. We understand that he has a pretty good following here in Louisville. He's got it all over his website. He's coming in Louisville here that day. And so we're expecting him to bring his own group with him as well. So we're looking for a good day. Hope you set the day aside, rain or shine, we're going to go with this. And yesterday, Carl and I practiced. Our wives tried, but Carl and I practiced. So, we're ready, aren't we, Carl?
Yes, sir. Brown.
But tell him
who won.
Mike.
We don't need to go there. Roger. Control your wife.
He
did say you all
practice. Hey, folks. We're on the field.
Hey, what are we preaching about?
That's right. Let's act like we got some sense. We're a wonderful congregation. We all love each other here in Louisville, Kentucky. Yes, we do. All right. Now, have any of you in life ever been discouraged? Maybe this morning. Let me tell you something. It is of an epidemic proportion of how people are discouraged from the moment that they wake up to the moment they go to bed. This is a time in which we're living. This is not an adult issue. Children are discouraged. Teenagers are discouraged. People are discouraged on every hand in the world we live in today. But folks, as we look at this, and let me say this, I don't know how many people have purchased this book. I wish I was getting a commission off of it. I'm telling you. But we've got a lot of people. If you haven't bought it yet, it's a real good investment called God's Survival Guide. Even after we get through going through the book, it's something you need in your library. It is a good book written by a Christian psychiatrist who knows his stuff, believe me. All right, remember, we start off with the introduction every week. Thoughts are things. Powerful things, how we think. Our thoughts have the power to lift us up or hold us back. Our prevailing attitudes have the power to create happiness or dissatisfaction. Joy or pain, peace or stress, success or failures. The topic of the day, what a topic, discouragement. Are you ready to take the journey? Say amen. Are you ready to take the journey? Say amen. There you go. Here we go. We Christians have many, and I mean many reasons, to celebrate. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
You've got a lot of reasons, if you are a child of God, to get up every day with the right kind of attitude. God is in heaven, Christ has risen, and we are the sheep of his flock. Give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. Yet, there's always that. Yet, sometimes even the most devout believers may become discouraged. After all, we live in a world where expectations can be high and demands can be even higher. You believe that? That's the world we live in today. It's a crazy world, folks. When we fail to meet the expectations of others, you catch it? When we fail to meet the expectations of others, or for that matter, the expectations that we set for ourselves, we set our standards. You believe that, don't you? All right, you understand that. We may be tempted to abandon hope. But God has other plans. God has a plan for your life. I don't care, from the babies to the old ones. As long as you're breathing, He has a plan for you. You may not always follow it, but I promise you, He has a plan for you. Knows you by name, knows your life, knows your imperfections, and still loves you and has a plan for you. Give the Lord a hand of applause. He knows exactly how He intends to use us. Our task, listen to this closely, our task is to remain faithful until He dies. Our job is to be faithful to Him. At His timing, He'll use you. He had plans for me from the time I was born. I didn't know it. Didn't have a clue. He's had a plan for you from the time you were born. He knew you would be here today from the time you were born on this day of history. You believe that? You understand that? God has a plan for you. But until that plan is exposed to you, your job is to be faithful to Him. Everybody clear? Say amen.
Amen.
That's right. When we are discouraged, and you will be, this is not if, this is when, you are discouraged. On those cloudy days when our strength is sapped and our faith is shaken, you ever had a day like that? Well, sure you have. Well, sure you have. Somebody told me the other day they had a job offer. Now, I remember now who this was, so I'm not going to tell you who it was because you don't, but they told me they had a job offer given to them in Alaska. You know, Alaska, they start up there 6 months out of the year. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just like midnight in the winter. Now, in the summer, you got sunlight 24 hours a day. I ain't going anywhere where it's dark 24 hours a day. And it's 50 below zero. I don't care. Don't make no difference. God's not going to call me to a place like that. Sorry about that, Lord. But, yeah. All right. I understand when our faith is shaken, there exists a source, listen to me closely, from which we can draw courage and wisdom. That source is who? God. God the Father. God the Son. God the Holy Spirit. Whenever we are discouraged for whatever reason, turn to Him. Turn to Him. He'll make the clouds go away, if you will. When we seek to form a more intimate and dynamic relationship with our Creator, He renews. He renews, and He does it daily. He renews our spirits and restores our souls. In other words, He lifts us up when we're down. When we're discouraged, He has a way to lift us up. Believe that, don't you? And I don't care what that discouragement, whatever form that comes in. We're going to talk about some of the ways here in a moment. This writer's going to talk to you about the ways that people come at you and discourage you. How you need to handle it. God offers us the strength to meet our challenges. And let me just say to you right now, folks, if you have a heartbeat, you've got a challenge. You understand that? You've got a challenge to get up every day, to motivate, to do whatever. I don't care whether you got a job or whether you retire. I don't care what your day is. You've got a challenge. That is to get up. That is to move. That is to be motivated. And that is to say, no matter what comes my way, Lord, I'm taking every step with you. With you. With you. If I don't get up with that attitude, I might as well just stay in bed. And believe me, a lot of people stay in bed. Next thing you know, you're defeated because you're discouraged so much that there is no return. And that's when people think they're useless, worthless, and don't value life. You ever seen anybody like that? Maybe some of you have been like that at times. It doesn't have to be that way if you understand that God loves you. God loves you. Give the Lord a hand of applause. One way that he shares his message of hope is through the words of encouraging friends and family members. Let me just take a moment here to say this. Friends and family, whatever group you put them in, these people can either be the source of help or they can be the problem. Let me say that one more time. Friends, family, they can either be the source of the problem or the source of help. You believe that? I guarantee you. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. But family, friends are friends. Sometimes you don't know who your friends are until you get a little discouraged. Because misery loves company. I understand discouragement comes in all kinds of forms. And sometimes whatever you've got to do to get yourself to rise above it, sometimes you have to understand it could be the people that I'm around. Now, I'm saying this to tell you this. You can't be a help to nobody, that includes your friends and your family, until you're well yourself. The problem is we've got sick people trying to help sick people. We've got gossips trying to help gossips. We've got people in a bad mood trying to help people in a bad mood. You ever seen that? Listen, if someone is drowning and you don't know how to swim, my advice is don't get in the water with them. Because what? You're both going to drown. Now that sounds silly, but folks, that's about as good an illustration as I know how to get. Before you can save somebody, you better know what you're doing. You better be saved yourself. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Hope, like other human emotions, is contagious. And I like that. Hope is contagious. Be around people that don't put you down, but build you up. Hope is contagious. And if you're around somebody that seems to be a little down, don't get down there with them. Try to lift them up a little bit. Hope is contagious. If we associate with hope-filled, enthusiastic people, their enthusiasm will help a tendency to lift our spirits. It's true. But if we find ourselves spending too much time in the company of naysayers, pessimists, cynics, our thoughts, like the naysayers, will tend to be negative. Negative, negative. Lord, there is enough negativity on this planet right now to sink 3 battleships. I don't care what you look at. It's a political season. It's all kinds of seasons. I'm telling you, don't turn the TV on unless you want to be discouraged. Here's what I tell you this. Sometimes, folks, get some good old gospel music out. Play a little gospel music. Get on the internet, find a good preacher. You know I'm on there, John. Find something that'll lift you up. Now I realize you can't run from everything. Life is life, okay? When you run from it, you run right into it, so to speak. But understand, folks, this is not our final word. This is not my final goal. This is what gets me up, this is what lifts me up, that no matter what happens, this is not my final phase of life. I'm just in the beginning stage of life. When I take my last breath, I'm gone. I'm going to tell this world goodbye. I'm going to a place where I don't care what's going on. I don't have to deal with politics. I don't have to deal with naysayers. I don't have to deal with nothing. All I've got to deal with is praising Jesus day in and day out for now on the streets of gold. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now let me tell you something, folks. If you do pay any attention to the news, I say this, and I've been saying it for a long time, you watch the Middle East. That's where it's all heading. Watch it. Get ready. Trumpets in the hands of Jesus. Are you a hopeful, optimistic Christian? That's a question mark. And do you associate with like-minded people? If so, then you are availing yourself of a priceless gift. The gift of encouragement. It is a gift. Not everybody has it. Now, a lot of people say this all the time, that they think I'm humorous. Some people seem to think maybe I'm not humorous. But you know why I use humor for? You know why? I don't know whether it's a gift or not. When I walk into someone's dad, I try to tell a joke. When mom was dying, I tried to get her to laugh as much as possible. When used in the right way, folks, understand something. If you've got the gift of encouragement, then use it. Even if you don't see any hope of somebody that's around you still, lift it up. Encourage. Understand, as a child of God, that's what a marvelous and wonderful gift is to be. And even when you do a funeral, like I've had to do over 500 of them in my lifetime, and a lot of Christian people, I say all the time in Scripture, this is not our final home, because God has prepared a place for people who are prepared to meet Him. I say that at every funeral that's a Christian. Do you understand that? He has a place prepared. When I feel like I'm being discouraged, I keep saying, this is not my final home. This is not my final home. This is not my final body. This is not it. I got something else better coming. Not because I'm so this or that or anything else. It doesn't have anything to do with me. It's got everything to do with the Jesus who died on Calvary's cross for me years ago and knew me my name, loved me, died for me. 3 days later, He arose from the grave. A few days later, He ascended. And He said, watch the clouds, because I'm coming in the same way. Folks, we don't need people with their heads hanging down and discouraged. We need people looking to the clouds because Jesus is coming. As a faithful follower of the one from Galilee, you have every reason to be hopeful. Is that right? Amen? That's right, you do. So if you have become discouraged with the direction of your day or your life, turn your thoughts in prayers to God. And associate with like-minded believers who do the same. And remember this. Remember this. Listen. He is your shepherd. He never, never, never leaves your side. Never. And the ultimate victory will be His. So how then can you ever be discouraged? Larry, let's look at our scripture. I love this scripture. Comes out of Isaiah. Hast thou not known? ? Hast thou not heard? ? The everlasting God, Jehovah, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is He weary. There is no searching of His understanding. Do you not know that the one that's inside you is stronger than he that's in this world? Do you not know that? Do you not understand that? ? You need to understand, what's inside of you through the Holy Spirit is strong enough to lift you up, put you up, drag you out, whatever it is, to put you in a place to where you can be a powerful instrument for Him. God can do that. He giveth power to the faint. When you get to where you can't put one step in front of the other, He'll carry you. You understand that? He giveth power to the faint. And to him that hath no might, He increases strength. Listen, I've been close to death several times. I mean, could have gone either way. God said, no, not yet. Not yet. There's some people I need for you to act with. And I've tried to fulfill that the best way I can. All right, Larry, here we go. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. Let me tell you something. Your strength is not in your age. You can be 18-year-old and can be able to bench press 300 pounds. I don't care. You give me an 80-year-old woman that's right with the Lord, I'll take that strength over an 18-year-old that can bench 300 pounds any day of the week. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Here it is. You see it on blocks all over the place. But they that wait for God shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings of eagles. They shall run. They shall not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's the God I serve. That's the God that is in you. When you get discouraged, put your big pants on. Get up out of bed. Go forward. Jesus is on your side. Jesus is with you. Give the Lord a hand of applause and a clap. Father, your words are so true. Father, I pray for your mercy and your grace today. Father, if there be one here today that is discouraged or has been discouraged, lift that person up. That could be a child, that could be a teenager, that could be a young adult, that could be anybody. Father, a lot of our people just need a hug. Hug them spiritually. We've got some people that need to be forgiven. We know you will forgive them if they'll ask. We've got some folks that need to turn their lives around. It may not be in this congregation. It may be in this congregation. It may be those watching me by the internet. But I'm telling you, Satan wants you discouraged. Jesus says, get up. Get up. Walk. Let's do it together. I'm on your side. I've got your back. When you can't take another step, I'll carry you. That's the Jesus that we serve. Father, bless these moments. If someone needs a quiet time at this altar, we lift them up. Father, there are so many in our church today that are sick. Father, some that are scared. Father, may they feel your presence even right now. Father, be with this little church. May we be a beacon on this hill. Be with our congregation. May we touch the world through the internet. May we truly tell the world that Jesus is alive. But He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Get ready. Father, may we have a congregation that's ready. May we have an audience that watches us that's ready. That's ready. May we understand, Jesus is our best friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. In that precious and holy name we pray. As Matthew continues to play, would you come in the wonderful and precious name. Thank you.